Hello, friends, and welcome to what looks to be another beautiful afternoon on the Upper West Side. I'm Matt Fastab, bringing you the play-by-play for today's episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real. All signs point to an epic day here as we settle in for an all-out conversation right between the Citibank, the Bank of America, and of course, Chase Bank, right across the street. Alright, we have the locks walking in right now, having just made the hop, skip, and a couple of tolls down from Yonkers. Jadakiss is no stranger to the apartment, having put up big numbers as an early guest of Eric and Jeff's back in 2015. We all remember Styles P made his legendary debut on the podcast mere months ago, but for Chic Louche, this is his first time meeting It's the Real, and folks, all indications point to a great one. The temperature is cooler than a polar bear's toenail, winds are now at 0 miles per hour, and Styles P and Jadakiss are currently rolling off edibles. Golly me. Those edibles are incredibles. Going from left to right, we have Styles P on the couch with a blunt, the 7'1" Jeff Rosenthal of It's the Real seated in a chair, then Jadakiss, who is already way in on the edible, then Chic, and finally Eric Curl God Rosenthal seated to his left behind his laptop. It looks like everyone's ready to get started, so let's head down to the action.
Yo, what up, it's Eric, a.k.a. Hit Him With The Bubble Goose, a.k.a. Sully Sullenberger.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. It's Not Nice, a.k.a. Uncouth Bader Ginsburg.
Yo, yo, what up, it's Chic Louche, a.k.a. Don Don, a.k.a. Silverback Gorilla, a.k.a. your mother's favorite fucking dude with the nose and shit. So.
Yo, yo, what up, it's Ghost Styles P, L-O-X-D Block, a.k.a. Smoke Plants, a.k.a. Eat Plants, a.k.a. Plant Plants.
Oh, plant.
Yeah, what up?
A.k.a. Billy D.
Jadakiss, a.k.a. Jada, a.k.a. Kiss, a.k.a. Don't call me for shit.
Come on, I think you said we gotta be hyped. They so laid back and shit.
Yeah, it's a waste of time, but it's the real. Yo.
They gonna go.
Yo, listen. We have all the locks in the building. This is something that everybody has been asking for the longest time. Obviously, 2 years ago, we had that legendary Jada interview. Just like maybe 3 months ago, Styles stopped through, and that shit ran the internet.
Hey, man.
And now we had to. People were asking for that Chic Louche interview.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad.
What's up, man?
What's happening?
I know a lot of it be happening like that a lot of times, man. Like, yo, Louche, where the fuck was you at?
I know. Yo.
That's well, like the story follow-up question, where the fuck were you at?
I don't know. I don't even know, nigga. I would keep it 100. A lot of times like that.
Right.
People swear, like, you know, he must not fuck with them. And, oh, that's never the case.
He's antisocial,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. That's it.
So, I don't know if you know this, by the way. We're from Westchester also.
Yeah, I heard. Where y'all at?
We're originally from Harrison.
Okay.
We lived in White Plains for a time. We've been on the Upper West Side for the last 10
years.
Kick
their ass in basketball.
No, come in.
First of all, we played your football team like once, ever.
I'm talking about basketball.
Gordon?
We play Harrison.
Gordon,
yeah. Harrison is red and white.
No, I know.
Maroon and white.
Maroon and white. Don't be disrespectful in our apartment.
Not rye.
We bust their ass every time. All right, go ahead.
Did you play football?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you play?
Nah, I mean, up until high school.
Right.
And then I got hurt, and then that's it.
What do you mean you got hurt?
Fucked my leg up.
What happened?
My hip slipped out of socket, and that was it.
On the
field? I wanted to try. Nah. When I was playing all my life, like Little League and all that. And then when I got to Gorton, that's when it happened. So I couldn't go for the team.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. But
was anybody pushing for you to like keep going, and you're like, my shit's fucked up?
Nah, I didn't even believe my leg was hurt, man. I had to like fucking keep walking and shit until like my damn near shit was on the floor. I had to like prove it was really messed up. You know, your mom like, I don't give a fuck, go to school. This nigga used to help me up the hill. Then I gave it to him. Then his leg started hurting. Yeah.
Did he teach us?
Oh, he gave it to
you. I gave it to you.
Used to help him.
Yeah.
You got your operation first?
Yeah. Way before you.
I was in
prison.
We thought you would fake it.
My son was in Gorton.
So when we got
used to have to help
it happened
him.
Before Gorton?
He had two.
Oh shit. No, I know. I thought it.
Well, his shit was first.
Hell yeah.
I used to think it was just
yo, hell yeah.
My leg. I mean,
yeah, nigga. Got the big slit down my leg from it.
Damn. Damn.
Yeah. But, yeah, that's it. But yeah.
All right. Congratulations on your guys' new project.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. Good looking.
Yeah. For no reason. It's the latest joint.
Thank you very much.
Outstanding. Four songs for no reason.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Literally for no reason.
Sitting around actually. When I was talking to shit, I'd be saying shit like that. Yo, for no reason. Let's just do that. For no reason. Smack that nigga for no reason. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then kids is like, yo, let's put out some music like that and call it for no reason. Four songs.
That was a
and we was like, yo, that's genius. Let's run with that shit. And then we just grabbed some songs and it worked.
How many songs like did you guys actually like did you guys like winnow it down to something smaller?
To four. Songs?
Yeah. You only had four songs.
We went for four.
Yep.
Four.
Oh no. I get it. Yeah, yeah.
Yep, and that was levels. It. Literally, like just to throw it out.
Right.
Yeah.
No, but you guys have like an incredible work ethic. You're always in the studio, always recording.
Always.
Got two rooms.
Yeah.
Two rooms.
Beautiful studio. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. My man Ice Pick used to always say, rest in peace. He'd be like, yo, that's the perfect environment, man. He said, like, you don't even know if it's sunny outside or, like, he's like, you know, you're just there to work. You can't look out the window and, like, and get distracted. He's like, it's a crazy environment. He always just say that shit.
But that's but you guys are recording all the time. How do you just figure out that those are the four?
Get high. Listen. And, I mean, you know, we got a lot of shit, so we just... I don't really know.
And you got to understand, it's like this, if when you do come up, because you're going to come up.
Yes.
It's a place where, like, Styles this man being there not working on anything, and kids is in the room, and his music being played, and he decided to jump on it or whatever, and it happens organically.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? A lot of the times. Exactly. A lot of times. Like, yeah, exactly. Secondary. For no reason, just watching the game and then...
Home away from home.
Yeah. Yeah, what the fuck? What beat was that? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. And that's how it goes.
You know what we were talking about before was that... What we really love about you guys is that obviously you work together, you obviously do your solo projects, but it's nothing to like do a project with Burner or do a project with Fab or do a project with Woo. And like it's always like legit and authentic and just true to who you guys are. And it's not like, oh, that's weird, you know?
It shouldn't be forced. I don't never feel it should be forced, right? What do you say, like, when you're forcing shit, it's whack, man. It makes, you could tell. You could tell that shit was all put together and shit.
Who tried to force something on you guys?
Every feature you do is damn near false. Like when they, you know what I'm saying? When they call you for to get on that shit, whether it's a famous motherfucker or like a, unless you like a big fan of that motherfucker.
Who's
then,
that?
Hey, I'm a fan of all hip, a lot of hip hop. Even the young guys, like, you know what I mean? But you get what I'm saying? People, it's tracks that I ain't fucking like.
Yeah.
That I got the bag like Benjamin's. For.
Yeah. Not at all?
Like, yeah. I ain't like, I thought he was giving us a track that, like, yo, check this for your album. So I was like, that's cool, but give us some other shit. I guess my mind wasn't broad as it was supposed to be at the time.
Yeah.
Right, but well, who the fuck knew that was going to be what it, the Benjamin? Nah, nobody. I don't think you ever know.
Was the Benjamin's beat playing for you already?
Yeah, yeah. When we got there, they had it playing. Him and Missy had it playing in a background. I mean, in a little room.
Man.
We was like, it's cool. I know I said it's cool. I'm not sure how they felt, but I said it's all right.
Yeah.
And that's how that went.
Well, what about the Jennifer Lopez song? Speaking of people,
where the fuck I was at, man. I wish I was on that shit. They got like mad joints. I wish I was on and shit. Word.
He was in the parking lot.
Probably you could. Yeah, I could have been. I think one time. No, you know what? Lot. Honestly, with that one, I think I was in Puerto Rico. Mm-hmm. I think I was in fucking Puerto Rico, man. And I came back like, what the fuck is happening? What? I was in Puerto Rico with that one and shit. But could have been just like, you know, in the hood as well.
Who brought the J-Lo situation to you guys?
Steve Stout.
Steve
really?
Stout.
The commissioner.
Think so.
I always thought it was Clue back then with that shit.
Somebody called us from Marky.
I always thought it was Prince Marky D. I always thought it was Prince Marky D reached out to somebody.
I'm learning right now too, yo.
Yeah.
I swear that
Prince
Marky
D. Somebody hooked it up, but Prince Marky D reached out to somebody for us to hop on it.
Really?
So I'm gonna throw the alley to Prince Marky D.
That's what's up.
Yeah,
what? Why this whole time I thought Clue put all that shit together?
Nah, that was Prince. Somebody called. And I believe I would bet my pinky nail it was Prince Marky D.
Some drops and shit on that shit.
Clue ain't on that.
Yeah,
that's the Mariah shit.
Mariah. Yeah. That's why you probably looking at me crazy.
By the way, Mariah and J-Lo would hate that you mixed it up.
Well, hell yeah, right? That diva shit. All right, different records. We just did the hip hop honors with Mariah. Oh shit. Sorry, boo. Yo, sorry, booby.
Did you guys ever go to Mariah's and Tommy Mottola's house up there?
Nah.
Do you want to now?
I know, yeah.
Nah. What are you guys up to?
I'll go. Yeah. I'll go and shit.
Who lit it now?
Yeah.
It's totally different.
I'm sure. Some Republican. I don't know.
Neither one of them two lit.
You want to now?
Yeah.
That's funny. It's crazy. You want to go there now?
Yeah.
Sure. Somebody else lived it.
Can you guys talk about 127th and 7th?
127th and
7th.
What's that? What's that?
The park.
Oh, the park. All of it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, we do the pull-ups and all that shit in there.
Yo, Jada, I'm surprised you've been here before.
Yeah,
you always pull a truck to the side right there, right?
Yeah, that was
and just
like,
chill. That was like...
That was like we used to kill shit there. Point. Yeah, we used to battle there.
We used to kill shit there.
Oh, shit.
All type of shit happening. Working out.
MCs.
No, but whoever came through.
How the fuck do you know? How you
any MCs that came
that's
through?
That's crazy.
We all love, that. You know what it was? Locks.
Thank you, brother. You know, shit.
It's either we kill them there, or if they was like known or something, then it was like, y'all got to meet them on 25th in front of the Apollo, and then we kill them there.
Either I remember one. All those shits in front of the Mart and all that. And then that
it depends who it was. It was like, you know, sometimes it was like right there, go down, trucks pull up, mad people pull up, they come in the park, we melt something.
And I used to ride past that park like not too long ago. Like, why I know this shit? No. So the guys be like, why I know this park right here, man?
Were you guys doing the pull-ups or no?
Yeah, back then we was doing it. Yeah, definitely. They way more intense now with it, but like before we was doing it. Yeah.
Did you guys ever get on Ducatis?
Not me.
Not biker. At all. I'm some dope bikes though.
I like a clutch though.
Ducatis is dope.
Six gears. Four wheelers,
none of that.
We do all that.
You do four wheelers.
Them Ducatis, you better respect them, man, because they get, you know, they powerful.
Oh yeah. No, people.
You ride? You guys ride?
No. Look at us. Do we ride?
Yeah. I mean, possibly. Shit. Our mom. It'd be little furious. Motherfuckers wheeling them bikes, man. You'd be surprised who's doing that. It ain't always fucking.
I was in the four wheel in the jungle a couple months.
In the jungle.
Not really, but no. I felt like
you was on a trail.
Somewhere,
one of them shits, I know.
For one excursions or something of shits.
Excursions. They got the lock on it at 30. You can't even go the fucking
was
thing.
Going like 75, the governor. Maybe 80.
Yeah?
Probably 60. It felt like it though.
Can we all agree that the Locks is a great name, but living off experience is a bad name?
Hell no.
Nah. Why
the fuck would that be a bad name? Fuck this road.
Why? As you we living off experience.
This is when I loved you, man.
Because you
guys, so I started to love you, man. You fucking it up, bro.
Living off experience, it's like a backronym. Like you guys, was Locks the first name?
We were the Warlocks first.
Right. I know, but I'm saying like you guys changed it from the Warlocks to Locks, and then you came up with living off experience off of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's your point? What made it bad?
Fuck, you wanted
meaning
to stay.
Meaning that like it should be shortened, not elongated.
Why?
These are the rules, guys.
You're just going with grammar shit because you went to school. Fuck school, dog. That's this is hip hop, man. We ain't home with all that
that's
shit.
Crazy.
Living off experience.
It just kicked in like he's at with his.
We living off the shit we experienced.
Yo, the nigga Diddy said make sense. And that's what happened.
That's what he said to you?
Yeah, like what does Locks mean? Like we shortening that shit and what does it mean?
And we just got word from the truck, living off experience would be LOE, not LOX.
Did he not want you to be the Warlocks or the Locks?
It was kind of over for the Warlock era.
He liked
it,
the Locks, though. That's why.
That was like the era of skeletons and
grave diggers and all that. I don't know if you're familiar with.
No, of course.
Yeah, like shit, that kind of rap.
We was getting out of that era.
No, we spoke with
and Kyle. We was flying in that.
We talked with you when you were here about like all the dark thoughts that go through your head.
All the time.
I know this.
Even right now, as we
and
speak.
You were saying on Twitter recently, too, you're like, if people really knew.
I think that's what everybody.
Yeah.
I think just most people are scared to say. That's your brother. You don't fucking tell him your deepest, darkest thoughts, do you?
No.
Have you woke up and say, yo, check this out. I was thinking this crazy shit. Right? You don't say shit. Nobody does. I love these two. These are my brothers.
Yeah.
I love my family. I don't tell nobody my deepest, darkest thoughts. Like it. Well, I don't think anybody does. Yeah, I think I'm crazy for them. I would assume somebody else would. So why share them? I just keep it to myself. And
sometimes
you know,
you could just tweet it.
Even though I don't, you know, some, you know, regular crazy shit, but. So you can't, you know, people got judgments are crazy. Yeah, like people that judge you crazy.
So I even say that shit.
I keep my crazy to my, you know, I limit it. I give you 50% of my crazy. That's
it. Did the label ever hit you and say like, yo, you can't put this lyric out there?
All the time. They
yep.
Stop like, you know, or put the clean version. But you'd be surprised with some. And let me tell you something. I think that shit got to do with the status of the artist too, man. Cause it'll be the same motherfucker saying the same shit and none of his shit is blanked out.
Nope. That's happened to me many times.
Nah, several
fucking
joints,
times.
Yeah.
You can't say that cause
of
you.
He just said that.
What?
And he ain't blanked none of his shit. All the time.
Well, like what lyrics?
All kind of shit. We've been able. We can say sour before.
What was your last shit on the Omen and shit? It was something. The Omen, they took a line out like
Pop a Cop. Last one they took me out was Pop a Cop.
Oh, that Rock Nation asked you.
Yeah, he's a soft one. What's that?
Pop a Cop.
Would you care?
No, thank you.
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah, you got like the perfect European nose. This shit is dope, man. This shit is, look how straight this shit is. How with the glasses, like shit is like bong.
Here,
look at it. Look. Turn over. Look at that shit.
He turns.
Yeah, I turn. I was like, yeah.
Right? Why is shit like perfect? Damn.
Thank you. Finally, somebody said.
Somebody noticed your shit? Somebody noticed your fucking nose? You supposed to been notice his nose down with him every day, man.
We don't do this at Thanksgiving, you know? So, can you guys talk about when you first met DJ Clark Kent?
Clarky made our first show tape.
Bad Boy, probably, right?
First show tape.
Yeah.
I remember that. I know that.
Was it before that? Very early. Probably Bad Boy, right?
I think we even met him before.
And he did it at his crib.
I think we actually met him before, a little bit before we was actually on, and then we met him again and we was on.
He said he wanted to try to sign you guys.
Where?
Yeah.
See, I knew we met him before he was actually on.
Man.
I do
remember Bad Boy. Definitely.
You know, I'd be high. I shouldn't remember anything, but I kind of remember knowing Clark before.
Clark's a good dude.
He was on.
Like, yo, nigga, everybody say we look alike. He always tell me that shit. Like, yo, shit. Clark is crazy. Well, sneaker dude. He's a big sneaker dude.
Mad kicks.
Man. I love you, brother. Word.
So
Clark is a super dope, great guy.
Yo, he's the truth.
Producer, hip hop head, sneaker head.
Yeah. All
just
that.
All around general. Genuine
culture,
type of
straight
dude.
Up culture. Yeah.
Totally. Always love, man.
So that first tape, though, that was him?
On what?
You said Clark put a tape out with you guys?
No.
First show tape.
Oh,
yeah.
First show tape.
Putting the songs together. Yeah.
Obviously, everyone knows about the Shug phone call, trying to get you guys over there on the West Coast. But talk about what it was like to really get Bad Boy interested in you guys and know that that was the place to go.
Well, the Shug phone call happened. Mary put us all on like a little conference, kind of, if you will. Like at the time, it was like a two-way or three-way.
Yeah.
You connect the person in or whatever, whatever. Talking, this is basically saying like, yo, man, I really like you guys. It was short. And saying, yo, I got to get y'all out here. Like, I want to sign y'all shit. And it was Mary. Mary was like, yo, I'll call y'all back after we, you know, we hung up. And then signing with Puff, you saying, how was it? You saying, what
how did it come to be? Yeah.
How did it come to be? What was it? Of course, J-Bop and all that. Took our demo tape to Mary. Mary running around with Diddy. You know how the story goes. Yep. You probably heard this 1,000 times. But when we got into that office, I remember going upstairs into the office and meeting with homie, with Puff. And this was like, yo, he was this same cool, calm motherfucker that you see now. You know what I mean? A little bit way more positive right now. But you know what I mean? He was on
brother
his Beast
Brother
shit.
Love, yeah.
Brother Love, yeah. I heard that shit was a joke. I heard
yeah.
He might have been serious about that shit and then got some backlash like, yo, nigga. All right, it was a joke, y'all.
Was it Brother Love on WWF?
Yeah. No, it was it's somebody else.
Hulk Hogan?
It's somebody else that had that Hulk name. Hulk? Nah, it was somebody else with that name, though.
Fuck with Hulk Hogan, huh? Brother Love.
Dude Love? Yeah. Yeah, but nah, it was a good feeling, man, once we did that shit. And right away, we just knew it was on and popping. Like, we about to take over this motherfucker.
Well, like, you know, you guys have obviously had your issues with the record industry, but, like, who are some executives that did have your back that, like, you actually fucked with?
I fuck with, damn, what's the, you gotta help me with some names and shit. I suck with the names. Brought me to Universal. Kedar, I love you, my brother. Kedar is my man. He's a stand-up guy. You know what I mean? If anybody got negative shit to say about it, I have no idea about that. I can't answer that shit. But as far as me, everything I asked for, whether it be 800, 7, like, he gave that money. Straight up. And I put that shit to the side. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, yo, for real. And I got the Def Jam shit. What's my nigga? He used to have me in the office talking to me. What's the big dog?
Fucking
LA Reid, shout out to him when I did my deal over there. Word. And
Didn't want your shit, bro.
Yeah, somebody was homie with the shit.
Fresh WWF. I know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Well, shout out to them.
Shout out to LA Reid.
For real, man.
Jimmy Ivey.
Yeah. I mean, we can't forget DNY.
DNY.
You know, in those like early Bad Boy days. Did you guys, was there ever a thought that like Rough Riders was actually going to be a record label rather than just a management company? And that you guys would put your shit out through them? Did they ever talk to you about that? Or was that
I didn't know that they would take that business route, knowing the guys that I know from the street.
Mm-hmm.
I just thought they was management and having fun with it, like caking out that way. You know what I mean? But it was a blessing when they did switch over and switch their put their business hat on.
What did they do as managers that got you like to be who you guys had to be?
I'm not gonna say that.
All right.
Because they took different approaches about shit.
Yeah.
But with any venues,
they were big brothers. Yeah. I would say that.
Yeah.
They were. They was. big brothers with a view and a vision to get in the game. They were older than us, and they respected and understood our talent, and they supported us. I would say more it's like you having a big brother who knows about the street, who's trying to get in the industry, who sees your talents, and they, you know, they supporting y'all. That's how I always visioned them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because it was always like family. It was always like a family thing, so it's kind of hard to, like, big brothers. Mm-hmm. Just paving the, you know,
yeah,
trying to pave the way, seeing our talent.
It's niggas like, came in stables. I'll tell you a story all the time. They came in stables, so, yo, Sheik, you ain't never got work here again in your life. I was lifting boxes and shit when the nigga came in. He had a sparkling D. Had a sparkling Pele on and shit.
He gave me that pay.
Where? Yo, the nigga came in and said, yo, you never gonna have to work again in your life. So I thought, you know, I quit.
Right on the spot.
Right on the spot, right? So like that night I quit, but I ain't get famous yet. He had me doing other shit. Yeah, yeah. He had me doing other shit, right? I thought like I'm about to blow up. I was in a factory.
Well, you tell your family and you're just like, yo, I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm out of here. I don't even think I said. I think I just made that switch.
I think our families always knew what we were doing.
Yeah.
We were always, you know, music was always in our eyes. Like, you know what I'm saying? And so heavily that our families definitely knew.
No one tried to pull you aside and just be like, yo, maybe have a backup plan, like think of like doing some other business.
My mom was strong on that, on school.
Yeah.
All of our moms were strong on school, like big time, like heavy. Like,
did you
fuck
all
this
go
music
to
shit?
WCC? Or
Yeah.
I made it a semester.
Yeah, he was there.
Then I went. Not the college.
The county jail.
yeah.
I made it a semester.
So at what point did your mom say, like, oh, I see it now and I understand it?
Even when we was hot on the street, like before the records, we was kind of lit. We was kind of like dope as the Bomb Squad and the Warlocks, and we was kind of like some young dudes that's about to blow the fuck up. So your mom ain't gonna see all that. She don't know none of that kind of shit. Like what's going on? I don't know when she actually knew. Probably when the contracts came.
Well,
old people know is when the paperwork comes. I guess, right?
Yeah.
They don't know what you know like, out there that. The crowd is singing your mixtape.
You on TV,
right?
You on
when you're standing next to Ellen, that's when you make it. Yeah, yeah.
Then I ain't make it yet. I'm still struggling, baby.
Yeah, we got her on Ellen, man.
Who do we got to talk
to? We was on Ricky Lake back then.
No, of course we doing all of nigga. Hold on, shit. Ricky Lake, Keenan Ivory,
Sinbad. The show where somebody got killed.
Wait, what?
Jenny Lake, Jenny Jones,
Jenny Jones. Ricky Lake, Sinbad, Jenny Jones, all of them. Keenan Ivory, Arsenio. Did we do Arsenio?
Yeah,
you guys did all that.
We did all that. Nickelodeon,
did the Magic Johnson. Show.
We did Sinbad.
You did.
I mean, we did.
Yeah. Remember Magic?
Magic Johnson?
Yeah,
we did
five shows. Episodes.
Arsenio?
We ain't doing
holy
Arsenio.
Shit.
Yeah, we did Arsenio.
How old was we? We might have been 9. Arsenio was kind of like, we did.
Did we do Arsenio?
I don't remember Arsenio.
We did Wow Night shows in LA.
I don't know if we did Arsenio.
Yeah. All them shit.
I know Easy.
And Nickelodeon, like you said. Let's be clear.
Easy did the gangsters. You seen Easy on Arsenio? Came out in a rope.
Nah.
BET when it was in D.C.
Gangsterest shit I ever seen. Holy
really?
Shit.
We did Teen Summit. BET when
Teen
it was
Summit.
In D.C.
Word up. All word, that kind dog. Of shit, man.
BET we did 106 in Park when it was on 106 in Park.
106
what about that?
Word up.
Yeah, bitch.
That's real talk, man. Like, yo, our history is outstanding.
Yo,
our catalog is outstanding. So, motherfuckers that's trying to get in the game right now and finally blowing up, man, you still ain't got what motherfuckers have. That you know.
Time.
I say that with a lot of people. You may have a hot song right now, and I salute it, and I get it, and I love it. But you can't say, yo, I love all your old shit. To none of these,
But what was your favorite?
Or even laugh at shiny suits and we give it, you know what I'm saying? Like you got stuff to go on with us. Like remember them shiny suits? And what the fuck was y'all thinking?
Yo,
like it's a conversation.
We went down to Vegas to the Billboard Awards 2 years ago.
Yeah,
we went not just to the new strip. We went to the old strip to find the location for Feel So Good. Like we needed to find it. They tore it down.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
But we went out there to look for that. Like I'm
that's
telling
crazy.
You,
down that where we did it.
It's yo, yeah. It's, the new strip is like
and that casino, the hotel, the whole shit.
Yeah,
yeah, all gone.
Gone. We just wanted to take a picture. Like,
yeah, we like asked the lady. She was like, "That hasn't been here in 40 years." And we were like, "Oh shit!" Yeah.
Oh shit. But yeah, no.
Do you have any of that old stuff? Like, do you have your shiny suits?
I used to. Yeah, nah.
You do?
Oh, I'm nah, I don't got it.
Because you probably can't fit. Like,
I wish I would have kept that. I wish I would have kept the green shiny suit, right? Word. And it's another story that I have. Like, I swear, man, when I went, this is not even some comical shit, but when I went to the hospital and shit, when we pulled up in the parking lot, Big's hat was on the floor. Damn, I wish I grabbed that hat. I was right there. I was, I'm talking about the hat was on the fucking floor. And, you know, we just pulled off. And I seen it. I said, damn. Now I'm thinking, why I didn't grab that and throw it in, like, keep
it? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and just kept it. Well, of course, probably gave it over to Miss Wallace, whatever, but still, grabbed it. You know what I mean?
So what was that Vegas trip like?
Not knowing what the fuck.
I had out a there, fucked like, up trip that time.
Yeah?
What happened?
I lost
you said Pierre de
Maire. Everything.
That's that night? That's then?
Ain't that the time? I think I lost everything.
He was gambling out there that time?
That's what made me not gamble.
Wow.
Tried to win the Dodge Viper.
Yeah.
That's that time.
I tried
watching
to win
too much National Lampoons.
Yeah, I watched. Tried to win a Dodge Viper. I lost everything. First few minutes there.
Yo, I don't think fuck. I gambled and shit. I'm in with Sun God.
Yeah, to my room. Suck, dog.
That's crazy.
Then somebody won it. I seen somebody win it. That's what really hurt.
That's when we were still dealing with Rough Riders. You know, it was like their little baby brothers. They sent one of their crazy man, Sun God, who just came from jail to
road managers.
And he left something.
Fresh off a chow.
So, you know, he's the point person at the video. He left something in his room. And, you know, at that back then, they was you had white glove service for anything back then. So the people at production is telling them, we sent the PA to your room. And he said, you sent Pierre to my... He didn't know what a PA was.
The fucking floor, yo.
You sent Pierre to my room.
Oh, shit.
That's all I remember.
That nigga Sun God. Speaking of Sun God, you know... Well, remember we was at a war show and shit? This nigga pulled a knife out. Had my security. I had two security niggas in the car. Scared to death. I'm popping, said, stab me, nigga. Fuck you up, right? Right, would you in the front? Shit like, yo, fuck you, nigga. Stab me. He had the knife out, turned around. Shit, yeah, we'll fuck you up in here. My security was shook to death, man. Them niggas out of here, yo. It was Arsenio Hall looking nigga that we had, man, with hard bottoms.
The black and Wesley Snipes.
Man. I was tall, like, yo, slim nigga. You don't see this nigga with a knife on
the
man?
Oh, we used to call him Wesley Snipes.
Wesley.
Oh, Wesley Snipes. And what's the other? What's his
home? And Wesley, light-skinned nigga. And Wesley, they wasn't going to bust
it. It didn't even matter that he had a knife. He popped that knife out.
He wasn't going to bust a great.
That nigga, he was in the front like trying to.
Yo, hold on. Stop this whole podcast. Lox had security. We had security.
Yeah, Puff. That nigga always had security. Was
we had wild security?
For no reason, that nigga Puff had like two on us.
Used to shake them niggas, and then they ain't jumping a lot of shit.
Nah, none of them niggas wasn't doing shit.
They used to see we get busy, and they was like,
yeah, you had like a couple like Ramel. Ramel seemed like he would in the house. Like it was a couple that probably would.
I ain't got a lot. I think we don't know who flipped on that. We used to flip on our own security. Remember?
Hell yeah, hell yeah.
Remember? Yeah, we'll fuck you up. You get popped up.
You know why I think? You know why?
Our own security. Remember? We had our own security. Did that? Told us one day. You won't fucking get off here.
Yeah, that was after the big. So when we say no security now, shit, you know what I mean? It's different. But like then it was like Puff was going through a lot of stress, like with since Big got killed.
Yeah.
And you know, you got people's kids on the road with you and shit. So I remember one time when the motherfucker he flipped on security hard. The security took a shortcut and brought us through like the illest blood blocks, like in Compton and shit.
Through the jungle.
He took us through the shortcut, but just because he rolling like a caravan, like a whole bunch of cars. The dude took off and went, carpool. He took off and went his own way because he's from LA and went his own. Yo, man, we seen that shit was crazy, but he flipped on the security, man. Crazy. We was like, hey, niggas, whatever.
Did anybody actually try you guys after that?
In LA? Over there? Nah, never. Nah, hell no.
Always love.
Nah.
All right, so last time that Styles was here, we talked about the Puff Daddy and the Family Tour that you guys went on. And how you guys would steal shit from every single convenience store you went to.
Or the first store. I see you saying, hell yeah. These niggas
not
is
the
ruthless.
Last store.
Not the last store. He's younger, of course.
No way out.
Yo, they used to empty the old shit. Yeah, I do remember that.
What we did to the rest stops is unfair. It's not even right.
Yo, they would take Not one. You thinking of one or two? They'll take the carts, the whole,
the whole double mint, the whole ice tea, walk out. The whole.
I don't even know if it was surveillance cameras chips. Back then. The damn show wasn't.
Then we went behind the thing and made our own sandwiches. We went behind. Yeah.
We fought. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. If you go to jail, we went to jail.
Yeah.
For every state.
Yeah,
not
bro.
One state. We did.
Wait, it's not even like, no, you guys have a good getaway like car. You're in a bus,
yeah,
right?
A bus that's gonna take off dumb
was,
slow.
Let me tell you what the key, yo, was.
It was times I just leave money like just.
Yo, let me tell you what the key was. Awesome,
right? Robbery.
Yeah. Every state. What is that?
We did it every state.
Yo, listen.
Yo.
The key to make it all love, it was like 10 more buses coming. So you gotta go first.
They're gonna get black robbed.
No, everybody was hitting it. So if you go first, it's almost, yeah, like it's all love. Cause the other buses are about to demolish this shit. So we just gonna take the gums, a couple T's, a couple. You know what, yeah, I mean?
Shit, we just gonna take, you say take whole racks of chips. You know how you got the thing on the, like, it's hanging with each one? Grab that.
We used to have the store that, shit on our
grab
bus.
That, the whole
hell yeah.
The metal clip, the shit.
Clips,
the
clips.
Chips,
bro.
Is on. Yeah.
The whole everything. Take it all.
And when you ran out,
cases,
you re upped.
I got a bill from that tour for like $17,000.
Damn.
From who?
From who?
I took all the comfort. I took all the bed settings, man, from every hotel.
To bring, remember, home?
My tour bus, yeah, had every bed on it. Marriott, Ritz-Carlton, any hotel we had. If, man, we, because if sometimes you sleep there, sometimes you leave after the show.
Yo.
I take the whole bed, the sham, the comforter, the pillows, all that. My tour bus bed was like, name the
lavish.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shits be right. My shit's having the state penitentiary sheets on it. I'm sleeping like a baby on that motherfucker.
Can you tell us your best Black Rob story?
I won't dare. I fucking won't dare.
How about a good Black Rob story?
Keep my shit to myself. BR's fucking crazy. That's my, man, dog right there. BR's a big fella, man.
Yeah, I don't got no BR stories. That nigga was going to strip clubs when I was like 2. That nigga was going, like, we'll drop that nigga off at strip clubs like when we was like 12 and shit. Like, where you going, my nigga? Drop me over here at Golden Lady. Drop me off the Golden Lady. Big like
fella.
Young and shit. Like, yo.
Big fella.
Dordy was young.
Dordy was young.
Big word. Fella.
How about Murder Mace?
Mace was around us a lot. A whole lot.
You guys knew him from 125th, like right when you guys,
yeah,
ran,
yeah,
here?
That's where I met him actually back then, and in Harlem and all,
no,
that.
Well,
like back then it was like McGruff,
yeah,
Cam, and like them, you know, and Jim and them
the
wasn't
corn
Children of the Corn. They were, yeah, what's the name of them wasn't rapping at the time,
right?
You know, so
yo. Did you spend much time at 1199?
What's that
on the east side
in Harlem?
Oh, nah.
They spent a lot of time in YO when after we met.
Facts.
So you guys linked up and you just had this like commonality and you're just like come through and hang out?
After, yeah, yeah, once we got cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before you guys were signed, before you were signed, just like.
Yep.
Yeah. We got signed simultaneously, damn it.
Yeah. Dean had a lot to do with Mexican Summer.
Is that right?
Over that, yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
I think
Mace
so.
Was in that front row studio every fucking day,
yep,
going hard.
Yeah.
Like before I think any of us, before us, X, Mace, anybody even saw a contract or thinking about a contract, like we just tearing the streets up and making our name and just kind of being in the studio like going hard, like really, 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 really fucking, that's hard. Like,
did Mace
really
come
hard
through for those battles?
Yeah, no, he was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, he was in the mix of all that shit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He was one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mace started off probably as a battle and then
Yeah. But not the battle,
sure,
rap
got,
how you see it now. It was this different.
Like,
yeah, yeah,
you spit a verse.
Yeah, yeah.
You spit a verse, but it ain't catered to that person. Now it's catered.
Yeah, it's not, yeah, like.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Now
it's
8 Mile.
Yeah. You didn't do the research on them and, right, have their, right, fucking name and it. You just had to kind of outlast.
Yeah.
Whoever could rhyme. Like,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Well, why don't you guys just do a quick 100 bars right now? Just a quick 100.
Hell fuck.
Oh, my God.
What was your first time meeting Eve like?
Who the fuck is this?
What was your
the
second
fuck
time?
Did
like?
You meet? Where'd you meet Eve?
In the
studio, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't have no other history besides.
She's down with us, guys. That's,
yeah,
it.
And she used to come in and just kind of watch us, watch everybody work herself.
Yeah.
Come in our room. We go in her room. listen, and then she just kind of be like the family.
Yeah. Eva like coming like with her own crew as well. Yeah.
From
like
Philly?
Yeah. Rick House. Yeah, even even on the road, like everywhere, she kind of had like a group of people with her. Mm. Not like some of your people now. Nah, she had kind of already.
No, it's funny now. They don't really make them. Just as we speaking, like back then you like made your bones being in a studio outside just rhyming. Like you ain't have internet. You ain't
make
ain't
your
have,
bones right here. Now.
You know what I mean? Yeah, you didn't have Instagram. Why you didn't have Twitter. Bones. You didn't have YouTube.
Eat bones,
so
make
it was more
bones,
like you had
the bones going.
Be in circles where
bones
you heard people rhyme.
Yeah.
Cared about rhyming always the thing. So it's kind of like when you get in the studio.
Well,
and
do you
you're
think
there every day
around
it's
other
just what you're doing
around other people were being creative? You're saying. Right.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, you being creative on your own, and then you in environments where
other people being creative in that motherfucker.
Yeah, it's creative. Yeah. Like we, like big shout out to Jazzo. Like Jazzo got a lot to do with how creative we are too. Also, like you know what I'm saying. Besides DNY, just going to D&D, BK fucking with Jazzo, him pulling out certain beats. Like you know what I'm saying.
Four niggas used to leave a studio and stop by another studio and stop by another studio to say, yo, check the song I just did for Hov the other night, like type shit. You know, inspiration.
Wow, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you hearing MOP shit, you hearing Hov shit, you hearing like you know what I mean, you hearing group home shit, you just from different people too, and just being in them rooms and just, you know, large professor, just getting to see certain different circles around.
Well, who's like the craziest person that like came through your studio? Like so, like somebody that's like so unexpected. You're just like, whoa! How did that person like end up at your studio?
I don't know, cause I don't look at it like when you make music, it's not crazy for nobody to come through the studio. It's like come through the studio, like you know what I mean.
You said who's the craziest person in there?
Mm. Yeah, I mean besides Styles,
Mike Epps,
X,
Mike Epps,
but yeah, Mike Epps.
I thought you meant crazy, like.
Mike Epps
bummed out.
Nah, just come chill. Mike Epps come chill. Mike Epps just come to the lab and chill sometimes.
Okay.
Like, all kind of
these
people
niggas have
been
ball players,
NBA players, boxes, football players,
everybody.
It's like
ESPN,
like,
that's
like.
Kinda,
all kind of rappers, like, 50,
you know.
Yeah. No, we went to Max B's one time when he was living up in the
Max
Bronx.
B used to come to our lab all the time.
And Ron Artest was just gonna like stop through, just like you know, just like the business was. Just
Ron
like,
Artest
you know,
came through the lab.
Yeah. Chris Lighty, rest in peace. He used to always stop to hear what we working on.
And they had
the G Unit thing going on. He used to always stop just to come in here, like, cause we was like right there one time till that nigga put out in the club.
Yo,
that shit just word up. Yeah.
Did you know 50 early?
Nah.
So when he,
I didn't. What do you mean, like his music?
Well, when before he signed to like Trackmasters,
I met him
like,
meeting him on a Rough Rider.
D Dot played the song.
He used to open up on a Rough Rider Cash Money tour.
What?
I believe he used to open up on a Rough Rider Cash Money tour.
Nah.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't know that shit.
Yeah, he used to open up on a Rough Rider Cash Money.
I remember D-Dot played us that shit, How to Rob. I was like, oh, shit.
And I remember we actually met him in an after, I want to say Atlanta, in an Atlanta club, in an after party one day he came through. Yeah.
Shout out to the brother and all his accomplishments, man. Y'all heard it. Man. I said it. Shout out to 50, and I mean, from film to the music, all that shit. It's dope. Good
it's,
shit.
It's pretty
good
remarkable.
Definitely.
Yeah. It doesn't take away that Jada had one of the best.
Yeah, just, that's the culture, though.
Oh, my God.
Hell yeah.
It's amazing. It's legendary. We still spit that Jada. Those spit bars?
Nah. Shout out to Fifth, man.
What up?
You know what I mean?
Wait, did you guys see him? You just did Barclays, right? With him?
Yeah, but how it goes, you barely see the artists, like, unless they come in your dressing room.
Some of them, but we
ain't just one after another.
They have it different. Even, like, the summer jams and all that kind of shit, you think it's one big party, you'll get sent to the stage when that whole crew leaves the stage. You know what I mean?
It's kind of like a... Can you stick around, or Zebra, like, kick you off and, like, say, like, get out of here?
You can, but they got their whole crew. It's like... You know what I mean?
You can stick around. You always got a little seniority and space, and people always make, you know, as we do. Like, if,
be
you know,
a lot of clogged arteries at them shows.
Yeah.
It's clogged, but if you know, like, if an artist want to see you and watch you,
clogged,
you ain't come off the stage, you're going to, you know, you're going to respect. You're going to respect it. You're glad that he watched
arteries, clogged arteries.
Word up.
Wow. Crazy.
Right. That could be an AKA, by the way.
Yeah.
Clogged artistry.
Push your album back. Clogged artistry.
Yeah.
So when you guys
human beings inside of
this is no, see I asked for 100 bars and you're giving me like 200 right now.
So when you guys were signed to Arista, through Bad Boy. What was the environment there like? Was that
Clive
like
Davis? No favors.
How many times did you guys meet with him?
A couple of times.
Was there anything where you played him his music? You played him your music?
Nah, well, I don't even think he gave a fuck about the
word. You see, Disney.
Nah. It looked like he was like this when we met.
Oh yeah, nice to meet you. He didn't give a fuck about it.
I never seen that motherfucker day in my life. I think when kids say, "Nah," I seen a nigga floating by and shit, but like. We sat and had a meeting with that nigga?
No, we went to somewhere.
Oh, no, we did the shit with Whitney Houston and all that.
Yeah, we went to his Grammy party. Yeah, we did that.
I'm talking about
who the fuck
like,
us three was.
Harrell and them niggas come in the room and guys, this and that.
Yeah,
and
he
that.
Know who the fuck we was.
I ain't never seen that.
Never, dog.
It was too much going on, man.
Nah, he didn't know who he was. We didn't chart enough.
Yeah. Wait, so Clive didn't...
That wasn't a conversation.
Clive didn't come up to Yonkers?
Well, fuck you.
We charted enough.
Not at that time.
Millions,
man. Man, he was with Whitney in there, man. Still. That was a baby chart for Clive.
You guys were hanging on the
right. Bad Boy got a wing on his crib. Hell yeah. Crazy.
He just wanted to speak the puff, though, not the artist, though. Did you speak the puff?
No favors.
Did you guys ever go to Puff's house in Scarsdale?
Nah, we ain't know him.
Been to like parties he threw in Westchester.
We ain't know Puff when he did that. By the time we was there, it was already 19th Street and the bread was in.
Yeah.
We caught the bread.
Yeah, we missed that early shit, God.
You have any good white party stories? Out in the Hamptons?
We did that. We did those too, right?
Yeah, hell yeah.
All white everything?
I thought he meant white people.
I want to hear those stories.
Yeah, let's hear that.
I thought he meant white people.
Yeah, any white stories?
I thought he meant cocaine part.
Here, Styles, you tell a white party story about white people. Jada, you're going to follow that with like cocaine stories.
Like,
yeah.
White people, I just love white people, man. You party hard. The non-racist white people, they party hard. They grow the best marijuana in the fucking earth.
It's actually better to party with white people.
Word,
man.
They'll step on each other.
You
want to
have
other,
a good party, you should party with white people.
Woo! You get a couple of those out for the night.
You want to show off your outfit and stand against
all that,
the wall.
Like white people part of black party.
Yeah, Smokers Club.
I love white people. Like New Year's,
dude.
Party with white people.
I feel like this is like a PSA that Jada's giving right now.
I'm sure a lot of people will agree.
Nigga say you want to show off your outfit and stand against the wall.
You want to show off your outfit, ice grill, play the wall, keep checking the grill.
You're surrounded by 10 niggas that don't like you.
You want to be around a sausage fest with niggas that don't like you. Keep checking the gram and looking down at your new Gucci's. Go to a black party.
But for a white
you
want to
get totally fucked up, drunk, high, intoxicated, dance,
on each other, no
party
reason.
Like it's no tomorrow, all kind of shit.
I love 80s white people music. What made me who I am.
Like
80s
what?
80s white people coked up music. You know it. I ain't got to say it. 80s white people coked up music.
Culture Club.
Yeah, MTV early.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
How early did you guys know Joe Hooker?
That's who that... Awesome.
When
I got to Bad Boy. I didn't know him before that.
We met Harvey when we got there.
And he was just an artist back then?
Nah, he was an executive, the vice president.
Back then?
It was lit already. When we got there, it was kind of like, you know, it was big. Craig Mack told it. They had the kind of like the little regime.
We caught it on it. It was the Chicago Bulls when
facts.
We got there.
Right. They was already
popping. Working for it. They was it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Biggie already had his first album out. They dropped Craig Mack. They did all kind of shit. So we was landing on a ship that was sailed already.
Oh, here's a random question. Was Lenny S. on the Bad Boy Street Team when you guys were signed to Bad Boy?
No, Lenny S. was on Rockefeller Street Team when I ever met him.
Yeah.
I agree, too. Their street team was Super Mario and like guys like that.
Yep.
I didn't see Lenny S. on that. I seen him taking pictures and doing street team for Rockefeller.
Oh, so what he's still doing?
Yeah.
Nah, but he getting other money now, baby.
Yeah.
He said, oh, so what
are you my friend?
How about first time meeting Swiss? Because he's just at that point like
90.
That's
like
nephew. That's D's nephew.
At that time, he's just D's nephew.
Yeah.
We already knew Swiss. We already been seeing him.
That's a Nori's line. You know that, right?
No.
So Nori said he knew Swiss when he was just D's nephew.
That's true. So you didn't know that he was making beats though.
Yeah, we did. Oh, he was making beats his whole life.
Call my house.
Kiss is the first beat. I'm his first placement. All for the love. Off our first Lox album is Swish first beat to the world.
Talk about it.
I remember he used to call and
I don't want to.
You know? I can tell you that. He used to call my phone and shit like, yo, can you put my uncle on the phone? We used to be running around or whatever and shit.
Yeah.
And he'll tell D like, yo, I need this Casio or this Triton or this the Korg or like, you know what I mean? Yeah, like, yeah. You know. That's Swishwork related shit. Hard, yeah, he's been on it for a long time.
He been on it, B. He always been on it. He worked fucking hard.
Now he's all the way the top of the top.
Crazy. Yeah.
Salute that chain. King.
Yeah.
Salute.
Worked hard.
Are you my friend?
What's your guy's best ex story?
Oh man.
Shit. All my best stories I can't say.
Me and X was getting tattoos
Miami.
And shit.
Rat time we was in Miami, man. The whole family, early Miami days when Miami was still flavor. He was on Collins walking somewhere down Collins. He just started taking a leak.
That's what I was going to say.
The whole family was coming, man. Nothing to see here, folks. This nigga's foul.
Dick facing the whole street going by. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, yo, we just finished getting tats. I got the dog on his arm. I got some other shit.
Yeah.
And that nigga was just doing that shit. I said, oh, shit, this nigga's crazy.
Are you? Folks, you can prep all you want during the week ahead of an event like this, but nothing, and I mean nothing, can prepare you for Jadakiss singing in the middle of a story. Remember where you were for this moment. Also, remember to subscribe, rate, and comment to A Waste of Time with It's the Real on iTunes or SoundCloud so you'll never miss a hole-in-one, or even two episodes.
Do you guys ever miss the days when you would just, like, walk out in the streets and not be recognized?
When I'm with my family, yeah.
Yeah.
That's about it. Other than that, it's cool. It's whatever. Yeah. The love, you kind of appreciate the love. But when you with your fans, like, yo, nigga.
Because there was just a video that came out of Cash Money, like, before they made it, you know? And they were just walking around, I think, Atlanta, maybe?
Right, the video. Nobody.
And they're all super young, and no one notices them. And you're talking, like, Juvie and BG and Wayne and Baby and Slim and everybody. And no one's, you know, recognizing them, and it's wild.
Believe it or not, those are the good old days.
Yeah.
That was the money days, too, when they was giving them big budgets.
Yes, sir.
Well, where's the craziest place that you've been recognized?
The moon.
It's kind of like depends on like certain islands and stuff I go to and visit, like on vacation, and they're like, oh shit, like, you know what I mean?
White House.
Yeah.
Do you it?
Are they waiting on
islands? Fucking kids, Catholic schools and shit, and the teachers know, like, yo, I want to ask you for autographs. Costume shit. Yes. I don't know. It could
be everywhere. Are people handing you, like, you know, mixtapes at that point?
When, back then or now?
No, now
it's like it's USB things and shit. Yeah, like, yeah, definitely Nordstrom's. Back then. Yeah, Nordstrom's. All
right. Home Goods.
At Home Goods?
According to the incomparable Brian Kraft keeping stats to my left, that is the first Home Goods reference ever made on A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Just when you start to count them out, Jadakiss pulls back in. He seems to be making that second half push.
It's gonna be all yardies and air working. This shit, Jamaicans and shit, at Home Depot's.
Yeah,
home
one.
Is dope.
Yo, what's the biggest difference between Yonkers 20 years ago and Yonkers now?
The rats. The fucking rats.
Yonkers sucks.
One part about it is the little motherfuckers that's shooting up shit right now. That wasn't back then. You know what I mean? You knew what the beef was about back then. It's older dudes, and you know who violated. Now you don't know what the fuck it's about.
It's no
why they shooting
it's
over
no
there.
Culture. It's no
yeah. It's culture. Like, yo, nigga, you culture. Did what? Then these bitches, they'll go and tell. Listen, a chick will start wars. A chick
today.
To this day, to ancient times with kings and shit. A chick will come somewhere and tell a motherfucker. Think about it. They'll come and tell somebody they said this about y'all over there.
We can't.
Then they'll go. You know, a chick will start. Yeah. A chick is very, like, you know, very.
When I think our days are coming up was more like rumble.
Right?
Like, we'll rumble.
Have these niggas with the eagles.
You can't shoot somebody you grew up with and went to school with. Like, you know what I mean? Now it's kind of different. That's not just Yonkers. That's kind of everywhere. But I think anybody like in their later 30s, early 40s, even mid 30s, like, you came up. You know, if you was gonna pop somebody, it was, you know, it was real serious. Yeah. They was from, you know was. you wasn't aligned with them. You ain't have no ties. But if you went to school with somebody, you played little league with them, you did this and that. you know, you was do a fair one. Like, yeah. You go fight or it'd be a group fight. So we kind of came up rumbling. Like, you know, there was definitely shootings and stabbings, but it wasn't like just shoot and stab. Like, just run and do that. Like, so
that's these the little niggas will light you up in a barber chair while you getting your hair cut. It's like, yo, did this barber just tell where I was at right now? Like, mm-hmm. You don't know who the fuck and hit you up while you getting your hair cut. Like, yeah. Yo.
Mind your motherfucking business and stay out the way.
Word.
That's what you better do.
But how you know with these little motherfuckers, if you minding your business and you don't even know why you get beef with these motherfuckers?
That's why you don't have a conversation.
Facts. Stay right away from them.
You can't have an argument if you don't have a conversation.
True indeed, bro.
That's my motto.
Yeah. Mm. So that's kind of the difference back of Yonkers now. And yeah, I think pretty much everywhere is the little motherfuckers that's doing everything. It ain't really the older dudes.
Yeah. Where were you guys going in high school?
Those motherfuckers don't got no respect no more. Nah, shit changed, dog.
Hell no.
Let them motherfuckers do what they do.
Where was we at when?
In high school. Central Avenue. Galleria.
Nah, if we ever went to Central, it was to Nathan's.
Yeah.
Right
I
there.
I had a new TV, yeah.
I mean, nah. It was like...
Since Jada was here, we painted the walls, Central. Put shit up, like
got a new table.
Doesn't look like the trap house anymore. Yeah. Yeah, although there is a Pyrex behind you. So,
it's never been a trap house in the '90s, though.
Here, there used to be.
This is way better. This than is trap.
Oh, actually, yeah. You know, who,
there used to be like trap houses all around here.
You know who lives like three blocks south of here? Big Face Gary.
Oh, what?
Yeah. We had him on the podcast.
Okay,
it was crazy.
Big Face Gary getting money.
Yeah,
he used to go hard, though.
He's still over there with them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you guys talk about that Cash Money tour?
I mean, I know Juvie was the man at the time. It was different than what you know now. Juvie was the man. And
Weezy couldn't really go out his room. Weezy was like a little kid.
A lot of used to roll super deep.
Mm. Hell yeah.
I mean, deep. I mean,
used to always be an ambulance at the end of the show.
But I love me a project.
Getting rolled out like every night
deep,
at the
deep.
At the fucking Cash Money. You remember that shit?
Yeah, somebody used
what
to
the fuck?
They used to be deep.
And they used to be saying, I don't know what you've been told, but I love me a project.
Yeah. They had little anthems and shit coming through the hallway and shit. Oh shit, you brought my shit back with that.
They used to be deep, dog. The family. The cousins, the aunts, the uncles, the babies, babysitters. Yo, they used to roll on some family love shit, but it was all love, though. Like, it was really...
Like, all New Orleans was there.
Yeah, it was... How they roll was dope. It was dope. I used to have, like, a lot of
Rough Rider.
They had a bus for the aunts.
Rough Rider Cash Money Tour, though.
Aunt bus, man.
Tell the truth, Styles. Rough Rider Cash Money Tour was Attica. It was not one bitch on that tour. We got to the Bad Boy shit with Usher and all of them. Like, what the fuck is this? It's mad chicks floating around. It's lit. That other shit was fucking Attica locker room.
Definitely
my God. All niggas in the hallway.
Hardcore.
All niggas in the hallway
that
back then. Not one
dumb hardcore
fucking woman
Lord
there.
Lord have mercy, that was hardcore.
Ooh.
Yo, nigga.
That was
dope.
Hard.
It was some dope times. But God, how many dudes could fit in this fucking hallway? Got the Bad Boy. I said, oh, did he? Usher, 112. I was singing Cupid and shit at the shows. Like, yo, that shit was dope.
This shit steamed waiting for you.
Yep, this is Puff has some other shit,
Diddy,
nigga.
Diddy do it way big. He
big time, for real. I agree.
Chefs.
Yeah.
Lint dusting.
Silver-cated foods in your room. Like,
you got a duplicate outfit, brand new, the same shit you just had, a couple duplicates of it.
Yo, can you guys imagine if everybody had, like, a cameraman back then, their own, like, camera person with a 5D just walking around during those times?
No.
Good for the jail.
Trouble.
Jail.
It would have been a lot of
though. It would have been a lot of jail time.
You could have made movies off that shit.
A lot of laws, bro. Ooh, we jail.
Yeah,
jail,
that's
bro.
The gift and the curse with all this shit, right? Before it was your word against theirs.
Yeah.
Now it's like, no, nigga.
No. Yeah. I didn't steal, like, all the potato chips from
that. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yes, you did. It's right here.
So
times change.
Yeah. So, that Cash Money tour went all over the United States. Mm-hmm. Introduced you guys to, I'm sure, a whole brand new audience. What city really, like, took to you guys that you didn't think was...
New Orleans for me.
Yeah?
Did we shoot 25 Hours to Live There on that tour?
Yo.
We did fan boats and shit on going across alligator heads in the swamp. And shit like that. I was like, I sat on top of the fucking... Yo, man, one dude had like a mansion in the middle of the swamp.
He told us if we ever was on a run, go there. You remember that?
Fam,
it was a white dude. He was
some
like,
dude
yo,
dude had a fucking beautiful great. House.
He sounded like Bobby Boucher's uncle.
Yeah, bro.
He talked like, but the water boy uncle. Like,
fam. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, little plan that day. Little plan that day.
Going to run. Yeah, come over here, man. I was like, oh shit. Fam. I need his address. Take that. Take him right up on it.
In the middle.
Years ago, you said.
Yeah, yo, fam. In the middle of a swamp. I'm talking about like deep in the swamp. It was a beautiful house out there. Inside, fucking hardwood floors, marble, stainless steel, this and that. I said, oh, shit.
Yo, talk about 24 Hours to Live, though. That's a legendary song. What was the
That's
order?
That's what we shot it at.
What was the order in recording it?
They called us to go to the studio to do a song for Mace album.
That was for Mace album?
Yeah.
I knew that some way, somehow.
Forgot that.
No? Neither.
Called in.
What's the order now as the song stands? Nobody in here knows the fuck. Why are we even talking about
this?
We're trying to break news.
That's
style.
Right, guys. Come on. Yeah.
Who knows?
Do any of your family members have the t-shirts that you guys made when you were looking to get off a Bad Boy?
Let the Locks Go shirt?
Yep. Yeah.
Nah, some people, somebody got some.
Somebody somewhere,
somebody
probably.
Somebody got them somewhere.
You guys should do a capsule collection, bring those back, and like do a pop up and sell those shits.
I like your mind, brother.
I'm saying that.
Yeah. I like your mind, brother.
That.
I like your mind.
That's
with
like a slap in the face, though.
What's that? No. It's with all due respect. Yeah?
Put VIA. VIA, whatever year that was. That's what you told like on the show. Yeah,
yeah.
What year was that?
Let the Locks Go.
What year 2000? Was that?
99?
Yeah, VIA 2000, 99, yeah, right? Yeah, let the Locks Go. VIA 99.
Be dope.
It's coming up on 20 years.
Yeah.
Which one was more fun for you, the Bad Boy reunion or the Rough Riders reunion?
The Rough Rider Cash Money one?
No. The
reunion ones that you guys just did.
Yeah,
we
didn't do that. That tour never took place.
No, but
you did the
spot
date.
You mean the
spot date?
Yeah.
We didn't have enough dates to compare the two.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I'm going to keep it 100. The Bad Boy one. For me, it was more put together, more organized, more, you know, with the pyro, more money, more, like, the whole shit. It was like, you know, did he?
How many Rough Rider dates we did, though?
One.
That's what I'm saying.
Just the Brooklyn one?
Brooklyn and Atlantic City.
Connecticut.
Yeah, three, yeah.
And even those, we kind of like went out there and just did our thing. Puff Haver, you got to understand, for one show, Puff Haver like five fucking rehearsals.
Yeah.
He moves like that, believe it or not. Yeah, so when you finally see it, it's put together.
No, we do believe it because we saw the documentary.
Yeah, true, hell yeah. He does mad rehearsals.
Yeah. Do you guys think that Craig Mack was actually going to come?
I wish he would have.
Yeah, that would have been dope. Come on, man.
Yeah.
And all that shit.
What's crazy?
What?
I never really see Craig Mack.
I seen that nigga in a mechanic shop like years ago. I don't think he was working though. He was waiting for his car and shit.
He's like Jesus Stout and all that though, right?
Yeah. I only seen that because of the documentary.
I seen him on
TV. I didn't know that either.
Who got the flame?
I seen him on TV with an
old
scary white dude. They was talking
some
boy.
Shit.
Yeah. Love is love, though. God
yeah,
bless.
Yeah, facts. If that's
you
what it is.
Shout out to Craig.
Love
Mack.
Is love.
Some wild
love
shit. You know, nobody never knows what makes you turn towards the Lord. Like, it's something that you ain't told nobody. I guarantee it, though. You know what I mean? Believe that. Something happened.
Word.
Yeah.
What was your time like in when you guys were in that rehearsal space out in Pennsylvania?
It was pretty damn cool.
Yeah. Did he make it all comfortable?
He's listening.
Love you, Diddy. Let me tell you, this nigga he's in a different space right now. So a lot of people may be saying, like, how the fuck the Locks ain't in love, did if he jerked, you know, from whatever stories that we told.
Sure.
Man, we're grown now. I'm 56.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm saying, like, yo.
Wait, how old?
We grown. 56 years old.
No,
my point out is, like, yo, Diddy, wherever he's at in life, it's outstanding. Like, and he wants love for you.
Yo, people.
He joked about brother love. It's because, yo, that nigga felt like I just want to spread love.
People are going to change your Wikipedia entry.
Should.
Yo, I would.
Yeah.
56. What's wrong with it?
Juice, you know why I look like this? Juice bar.
Yeah, yeah.
My
yeah,
brother's juice bar.
Shout out to the juice bar.
Facts. Hey. You like my segue?
I did.
Yeah. Bong. Bong. Always, we, baby. That alley's crazy. I love
we,
that
we alley. We said we want to team up with you guys and do one in Harrison.
I can't wait.
Let's do it.
I can't wait.
And the t-shirts? Those crossover t-shirts?
Yeah.
Juice. It's the real. It's the real juice.
Well, Jews.
Yeah, Jews.
It's the real
yeah.
Jews.
Juice
yeah. for life.
Yeah.
See, I can't say that. You're going to fuck with y'all. I'm going to leave that for y'all.
No, this is a safe time. Space. That's please. Right.
When you guys were doing the Rock Nation deal, did you go through Jay? Did you go through Chaka? How did you?
We spoke to everybody.
Really?
Yeah, literally.
Face what was the face. Most important thing for you guys? Because I know that, like,
partnership.
You know,
the own shit.
It's partnership. Yeah. Not working.
Dude.
We want to work together.
Partnership.
Yeah.
In a surprising turn of events, Styles P, the ghost, is standing up and is taking stock of the books that line the bookshelf above the couch. Is it? Yes! He's pulled the Big Lebowski book, I'm a Lebowski, You're a Lebowski, from the shelf. What a move by the veteran Styles P. Okay, now back to the action. Wait, hold on. Okay, now back to the action.
Dude.
That's the main thing, partnership. We too, you know, like I said, we growing, man, to be doing silly, to make silly moves.
Because there was a lot of interest when we ran into you at, like, All-Star in 2012 down in Orlando.
Yeah.
And we talked to you, and we're like, yo, when are you guys going to sign a deal?
That motherfucker's been around that long?
No, we've been around since Jesus 2007.
Christ. See this?
Wow.
I got the dude book.
Yo.
Oh,
the best.
Dude.
Hell the yeah. best.
Hell yeah. Yo, talk about Big Lebowski.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That's always saying.
On. Yeah, it's the best.
Just finished saying. Watching it.
Oh, it's the best.
Man. It's Eric's favorite movie.
It is my favorite movie.
It's your favorite movie?
Yeah, I promise you.
Bring it in.
Come on. So.
It's not my favorite, but it's up there.
Oh, all right. That's, you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, you
what
smoke.
Is your favorite?
I don't actually particularly have a favorite, but I got a lot of favorites.
I'm a not one.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Loose too. Yeah.
So it could be like Mobsters, to it could be to Young Guns. To
you know what's one of the greatest movies that ever went? That ever existed, and I know you with me on this. Tropic Thunder, baby.
Tropic Thunder is absolutely yo, outstanding,
Thunder, baby.
I fucking love that movie.
I know
man.
You with me on this
and,
one.
And anybody had any
that's
kind of
the top.
Quarrels
ever
with my man Downey doing
ever.
Fucking
oh, blackface
that doesn't was, matter.
Yeah,
you
was,
fucking
yeah.
nailed it, baby.
He nailed it, baby.
Oh my god,
he deserved the Oscar.
That's right.
They had Tom Cruise in that.
Come on, man.
Matthew
oh, he was funny
how
as fuck.
How could you beat that? Yeah. It's like the ultimate white shit. Like you know,
yo, I'm coming up with a lot of ideas right now. You need to be doing movie reviews. Like,
let's go, baby. Maybe let's do it. Look, him too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We do this movie shit.
Do you guys agree on everything or no? Movie wise.
No, not at all.
But we watch pretty, you know.
Well, what's a movie that you guys like really disagree on?
He likes I like a lot of the Marvel and some of the ones that he shot me when he said that shit was garbage. Like certain
yeah, he be liking some garbage
some
shit sometimes.
Some shit be dope to me, man.
You know which one they really disagree on? The Color Purple.
You told Harpo to beat me.
Yo, man, I don't know what we really disagree on, but we
agree. You show is ugly.
Like, wait, hold on. Let me tell you some shit. Like, how you might think of putting on some comedy shit.
Yeah.
I'll watch the Django for that fucking comedy. I'll watch that shit and laugh my ass off.
Django.
Hateful Eight.
The Django.
Hateful Eight's a great movie.
You gonna let this
comedy.
Nigga talk to you like that?
For comedy.
Yo, that Sammy. Yo, come on.
You know, we like,
the Django?
Yeah.
Man, yo. Listen.
We gonna split. We gonna do a movie thing together. We gonna do the shit together. We gonna do the movie thing together.
You know what it is,
man.
We gonna call it Two Jews and a Black Dude review the movie.
Gotta do, well, we gotta so, ride in Connecticut or something.
Two Jews, like, two black dudes review the movie.
We could pull it up on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's the name of our shit, Luce, you heard? Two Jews and two black dudes review the movie.
Let's get it.
By the way, so we were just out in LA for a show last week, right? And we hit Styles and we're like, yo, would you come by? We wanna sort of announce you as like a special guest at our show, but just have him come out and be like, we'll be like, you know, Styles P, and everyone goes crazy, and then he walks out and he's like, there's a Ford Explorer outside, let's just play it 4 or 5.
Yo,
like,
and then leave.
Your lights are on, and then he just bounces, and we're like, Styles, like, give it up for Styles.
Yeah, that's shit, you're blocking me
like,
in.
And Styles is like, yo, I'm on a fucking plane back, like, at the same time,
that
so.
That would have been crazy.
Because how bored do you guys get out of just the
Stop
regular
giving
shit
the
all
secrets,
the time?
Though, dog.
What's that? No, I know. We've given away so much right now.
Fuck.
Yeah, you could have kept that.
I know. Yeah, we should have.
No. We got lots of ideas.
Yeah.
It's that one. There's another.
Look like
he's
just over there cooking up shit real quick.
Yeah.
The brain.
Yeah.
I wear glasses.
That's right. Yeah.
Pinky.
So partnership was the big thing in terms of Roc Nation. Do they have any expectations for you guys in terms of like putting stuff out, or is that just like sort of
they always want more content? Yeah. Of course,
to put shit out.
So you guys record all the time, and people want it. What's up?
What takes so long?
No, I'm saying like you guys could put out like a million projects. Like for no reason, four songs that last for a certain period of time. Like,
right.
If you guys, well, if you guys are in charge,
we're about to drop the album.
Oh,
you know what it is?
That's what I wanted to hear.
We into a lot of shit. Like he's working on the Wu Block too. You know the Kiss and Fab's coming out. You know I dropped the joint with Burnin, dropped the joint with Talib.
Yep.
We got the Locks joint. We got a D Block comp. So we about the Locks, but we about more than just the Locks. So like we try to keep our connection and make sure we keep what we doing together. But we also got shit that we doing together that ain't us.
Mm-hmm.
That we got to pay attention to. And, you know, we got Juice Bars. Definitely getting into film.
Yeah, the TV, movie review shit that we're doing together. Yeah.
It's going to be good. I know a lot of shit like
video
that.
He's going to do the video game
you
review, gamers? Too.
No.
But he's there for that. You got you find some other...
That could be a segment of our movie review.
Boom.
Yeah.
Then we're gonna get this shit rough.
Yes.
So we're like, we into a lot of shit.
No, but we can also do it together. We just don't give a shit about video games. Like, but that's like...
Do you know the market financially in video
games? Hey. No. The NRN. NRN. We'll do this off air.
Yeah, another time.
NRN. NRN. NRN.
Do you guys watch Everyday Struggle, the Complex show with Joe Budden?
I've seen some of it. I only catch it like on the gram and stuff when I see it. Yeah.
It's interesting how he sort of made that.
I think Joe Budden is dope for that.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I think he's excellent.
And you know what's wild is that like, okay, a lot of the younger guys give him shit like, oh, you're saying this or that or whatever. If you really listen to what he's saying, there's a lot of gems in there. Like he's telling the truth and the kids just don't want to hear it. They want to find out for themselves, you know? But I think it's dope. I think it's awesome what he's done.
Agreed.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Shout out to Joey, man. Congratulations to him.
He just had a baby?
Yeah.
Congrats on everything.
Yeah. I don't want him to retire from rap, though. I think he should drop a couple more.
Nah, I don't think he's done.
Come on back, bro. Why, nigga say retiring?
Yeah.
He looks like he's having a good time, though, with what he's doing. He looks comfortable.
He says he's never been happier.
He's relaxed. He's chilling.
But, like, it's not so crazy. We talk about this all the time. Like, do you remember when, honestly, when J-Lo first came out and people were like, she's an actress, though. Like, she's going to be singing. Like, now, these days, if people don't have, like, a million hustles, like, you're gone. Like, you got to write a book. You got to, Gucci has a best-selling book. Like, Action Bronson has a TV show and a book. And, like, you guys have, like, different businesses. Yeah. If you don't, you're screwed.
Right. It's a stepping stone. Like, most people... if you look at the richest people in the music industry, they're rich from doing other shit.
Mm-hmm.
Seacrest and all these kind of
like, you know what I mean? They're not really. Yeah. I mean, they're still fucking getting
Steve
money
Harvey
from the music,
like
12
jobs.
And 300 suits.
Diddy.
Yeah. 300 50. Suits.
Yeah. 300 suits.
I mean,
like
look
that.
At
like,
look
yo,
where the income comes from, man.
Gotta have that.
Rising up.
Yeah. Did you guys feel like you ever had to put somebody from Yonkers on? Was it always like sort of like I got to do for my?
With me,
people?
I always wanted to. I just keep getting fucked over in the game with this shit.
For real?
So I fall back. I don't fuck with too many people and shit. But
what is it? Is it that they don't work hard enough? That they don't like have the work ethic?
I don't know. It's not. Some of them work hard, and you got them rocking, and then it goes wrong somewhere.
On this comp, we got. You know what it is? I think we. I think I know where it goes wrong. Shit. I experience from businesses execs. It's like it's hard to be somebody's big brother and big homie.
Yeah.
And love, and then do executive shit at the same time. So then you don't want to shit on them on some exec shit, and then you let it slide.
Gotta separate
and
that
then
shit,
that kinda
right?
That kind of takes the sting out of things because business is different. Like you know what I'm saying. So now we more like we came up hard. We know what it is. We from YO. We was on Bad Boy. We know what it is. Interscope. We've been through a lot from to independent on our own. So. And we earned our bones the hard way, like grinding in the studio for fucking years. Like, for years. This is not like no, this is since everybody here been around since we was little.
I don't know for what, though.
Like, you know what I mean? So a dude will feel like he want a contract, he want this or that. He'll count something, he'll see this, he'll see that. But you his big bro, and you just like, I just want to give you the opportunity.
Treating him with love.
And
a lot of these execs don't treat you with love.
Then you don't, we ain't like, here, take the paperwork or you ain't coming in the studio. So a lot of people, like, when you don't, sometimes a person don't even know they taking advantage of you because you didn't tell them they taking advantage of you. Because studio time costs. Like, it's hard to tell somebody, yo, dog, you running on my Con Ed bill, you running on my light bill.
Shit every fucking
you doing this, you doing that.
Like, you know what I mean? They don't really see that. They just see that you're doing this, mm-hmm. and they want it, so you want the same for them. But that's when it becomes difficult between business and personal. That's where we go down that road. But we all working on a comp with a lot of our little younger brothers and all of that. But I think it's business-wise, us three got to sit down one day and really say what we want to do, because we really just want to see everybody on and use the opportunity. And then somebody, you'll give an opportunity, and they're like, yo, where's my money from the opportunity? Like, you know, my nigga, you only need, they don't even fucking know you. They never heard your name. You didn't earn your way to Hard Route. Nobody loves you. They ain't calling for you. We placing you here and giving you the strength of our name and showing who you are. But somebody who didn't come up the way you came up won't never see that because they didn't have that struggle. It's like, if you didn't walk the path, sometimes you really can't understand the journey or the shoes. Like, you know what I mean? You had to actually be there to say, okay, I know what that is. Like, damn, this nigga went hard. Like, there was times, like, you know, we come from, and that's why I say us three particularly, they come from breaking down a slice of pizza three ways, Chinese food, break down a thing. Besides, you know, whoever's with our crews and our separate crew, same thing goes for everybody who's all with us. So it's a idea of no growth without struggle, no struggle without growth. We all got to break it down. We got to get to the top. But a younger dude who got homie in his ear, who's on Instagram, Twitter, this and that, you know, it's different. Yeah.
We had Arsonist from the Heatmakers up here, and he was like, yo, young producers ask me all the time, like, how much should I charge? And he was like, well, like, how about if you just start with, like, this much per plaque, right? You have plaques? Then you can charge a nice amount. But, like, don't be a nobody out here and being expecting, you know, the world back.
Real talk.
Yeah.
Because they hot on their block.
Yeah.
You got to get off your block and then tell me how hot you are. You know what I mean? Everybody around you going to say, you just the best shit ever. All your friends going to tell you everything you want to hear.
We do got a nice, talented cast, though, right now. We got Nino Man on deck. We got Fortez. We got Tony Moxburg. We got Chris Rivers.
Yeah, shout out to Whispers, Dice Payne, all that.
Whispers.
I didn't realize Chris Rivers was riding with you guys.
Yeah. He fuck with us. Like, we, you know, so. Like, so we working really hard right now. We putting music together. We just vibing and making music. Because sometimes you got to get to the point just making music too. Just coming in the lab every day, smoking, drinking, vibing out, doing whatever you're doing, and just making music. And like I come in the lab, and like this is what makes it difficult. Like, Luch is 56. I'm 9,000. Like, you know what I'm saying? I come in the lab.
Wikipedia facts.
But, like,
Wiki facts.
I come in the lab, though. It's not on the menu. Yo, lay a hook to this.
Hell yeah.
Listen to this beat. Drop a verse to this. Yeah. And you know what? I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And he's there every day, and I'm there every day. And if I'm older than you, and I've been more places than you, and got to more spots than you, you should be hungrier than me at all times. I should be going off your energy, like vice versa. So I think with hip-hop, you know, that's what it's about. But I think that's what keeps us hungry. It's like, I'll go to the lab. Like, when we leave him, finish doing what we do next, I'm going to literally fuck with the beat that I had no intention to, that he pulled up last night. Said, listen to this beat, right?
I gotta
lay this shit, do this. And we doing
Benjamin's.
Like, you know,
lost me on that one.
So I'm doing it. Like, you know what I mean? And I think that's what keeps us moving, for the sake of making music, to make music. Like, you know what I mean? I think that's what keeps us thriving.
Well, who's somebody that you've noticed, like, who was somebody you were in the studio with that you were like, well, like, that person's outworking me right now?
These guys.
Just them two.
My brothers.
Just them two.
I really don't have an artist that I will see.
No,
I mean, we got guys that works hard, but you know, that work hard. But at the same time, like, nah, this motherfucker may have like 20 freestyles in the cut ready, or new songs, or this and that.
I think just them two. Like, because with everybody else, there are people I go, wow, you fucking work, dog. Honestly, I think Talib works. I think Royce the 5'9" works. Like, you know what I mean? Davies, he's a young fella working. There's a few people who work, like, who got a heavy input of just being in a studio. There's a lot of Currency. He works. He's a workhorse. Action, when he ain't doing the show, is a workhorse. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of people who's workhorses, but I look at us three and go, besides the dub we got in the game, I'm looking at the years before we even got in the game, or what we did to get in the game, and how we still live every day. Like, every day, I know I could it's a guarantee I could go to the studio and I could thrive off one of them and get the energy, and it's not there. I know it's not going to be, it's never going to be 3 days in a row with nobody in the studio. Right. 2 days in a row with nobody. It's never.
Well,
like,
thank
never,
God if you ever get locked in there, somebody's like, coming in 3 days.
Yeah, like, yeah.
Fact, shout out to my nigga. I was just, some reason, wait, that's my man, Terminology works hard too, man. He's Term always really on his grind.
It's a lot of people work really, really hard, but I think when it comes to a certain point where you say years in a game and just as a group, soloists, individuals, just making sure like different cycles, different waves going on, and just staying shooting. Like we stay shooting, and like we stay shooting no matter what the fuck is going on.
Jada, you've been on an edible this entire time. Is this the worst trip you've ever been on?
Shit is pretty strong.
That was a great edible.
When you guys
shout out the Jungle Boys for the edible Pop Tarts vegan joint plant based. It was very great.
They're proud sponsors of the podcast.
It being in your bloodstream and shit. They took the same edible. He ready to do jumping jacks. He's regular. He's kind of regular too.
I'm good.
Jada's lost.
I've been on edibles for days. So my
You're immune to the Pop Tarts.
When you were, when you guys were with Bad Boy, what were you trying to prove to Big?
To the, we was proving shit to ourselves and to the world, and definitely Yonkers and all that. We was those niggas. Like we dope. You gonna hear this shit. When you hear it, you gonna love it. And that's why he would stop in the room every night to hear what we was working on. Now he wasn't trying to be nosy. Motherfucker was like, yo, I know they cooking up some shit in there. You know what I mean? And he'll bring different people through to hear.
Big was amazing.
He said,
bro,
I'm glad y'all niggas is on our team. I'll never forget that.
Word. That was, that was an honor. Cause he didn't have to do that. Like he heard us rhyme and embraced us and say, yo, y'all fucking rhyme. Y'all motherfuckers rhyme. Y'all, like, and that meant a lot. Like, you know what I mean? That's a dude.
We signed a Bad Boy, not him. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And he still was on. Big used to be like, yo, nah, put them in this hotel. Puff Al was like, down El Segundo. In the fucking.
They schooled us. Yo, he schooled us in where he's at. Like, yo. You know what I mean? That's what made him so dope. He schooled us to a lot of shit, and he always embraced all our homies. Like,
crew.
Us.
Yep.
Like, you know what I mean? That was very important. And then he always would bring everybody in to listen to us rhyme. Like, listen to these dudes. They fucking crazy. Like, and if, like Lou said, for him to say, yo, I'm glad y'all over here, that shit meant a lot. Like, we from Yonkers. Nobody fucking even is on from Yonkers at this time. Nobody's never heard of the place. Nobody shouts it out.
Well, what about Heavy D?
Yeah, I was going to ask.
It's from Mount Vernon.
I know. But I'm saying, like, he was, I mean, Mount Vernon and Yonkers are not like a world apart.
No, yeah.
It's not the same place. Right. But it's
real close, but it is. Yeah. It's like a world apart, but it ain't a world apart.
Yeah. But was he aware of you guys? Like, did he? Did
Hev?
You guys, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Yeah?
Hell yeah. Hev was a cool motherfucker, man. You had to love Hev. I used to go in his dressing room, him, D.O., and all them up in there and shit. Like, every, because he, Hev was be at them same concerts and shit. You know what I mean? Still bubbling at the time. Extra cool dude, man. Extra cool dude. For real.
You know how, like, everybody says that they're, I mean, there's clearly a divide between young kids and older guys right now, between younger kids and veterans. When you guys were coming up, did you feel the same way? When you, did you look at everybody who was, like, a vet and you were just like, nah, like, we're coming in?
Nah, I think we have more respect for our OGs. These little niggas, they got really a lot of respect. Yeah. We probably like the only ones they, you know, and a couple more that they do respect. But back then it was like, man, I loved all my KRSs and Big Daddy Kanes and Cool G Raps and all that kind of shit. I didn't want them to go nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You know.
And it meant a lot getting a stamp from them. Like, for them to say you was dope meant a lot. And not only that, we older. I still look at them that
facts. I
that
love
same
that shit.
Fucking way.
Yo,
like,
KRS tried to sign us. How about that?
KRS tried to sign us
a long time ago.
Really? Bird.
How did he find you?
Through the Mushmen. Through these dudes from Mount Vernon.
The Mushmen?
Yeah.
Great name. That's a great name.
The Mushmen.
Yeah.
Why?
Mushmen? I don't know. It's just like a great name.
Yeah, I'm with it.
Niggas is all right.
Are they still around?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah, some of them. But yo, he brought us in and shit. KRS.
Black Mom.
Yeah, facts. He brought us in and shit, and then KRS sat us down. We was in D&D. Or some, we met him somewhere and all that. He said, I could get you one spin on the radio. Take it or leave it. One listen to some shit. He told us some wild shit like that. He said, take it or leave it. We leaving it, nigga. Shout out to Chris. Yo, I swear to God, he got a river to see. He said, we said, so I can get you one spin, and that's it. I ain't promising you nothing else. We looking like, should we take this? We had a meeting on the one. Yo, What a peanut. Should we take the one spin? That should have never been in our head.
It was. I think he was. I think. I think part spin. Of it was MOP was out.
Well, listen, man.
Right?
Listen.
Get you part of it was MOP was out. So it was like, I think he didn't have enough confidence because MOP was out. It was like they just got out.
That's
they
what he said,
like,
those?
I think
you're thinking of Silk. Fred told said about
yeah,
MOP.
That's when we went to that.
Select, yeah.
Oh, I'm confused.
Yeah, they just signed this group called MOP. He was like, yo, we just signed some group just like y'all. But KRS, I could get
but
you
there's
one
two
list.
Of them.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, yo. And then Fred was kind of hyped off of Cool G had that story joint. That
Train shit?
Yeah, I think, what's the one where he was like, listen to the song. When he said, no time to do your hair, baby. Brothers are busting at you. Yeah. Crazy, man. Some ill times when we came in the game.
What was it like hearing your song on the radio on the second spin? Because Chris obviously said you could get you one, but you got a second spin somewhere.
What was the second spin like?
Yeah. I mean, really, what was the first spin
like? First spin for me was probably in a Palladium. Not actually on the radio. It was in a Palladium in a club in Manhattan and shit. And when Yo C came on. And I was like, oh, shit. It just happened to come on when the club was emptying and shit.
Oh. Are you looking around for reactions?
Yeah, I'm looking. Hell yeah, I'm looking around. Motherfuckers trying to get their coats and shit. I was like, yo, this shit is dope, though. Woo! That was that.
What about the first time on the radio?
Probably Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Probably been Mona Lisa, this song. Y'all know everything, but Mona Lisa record. Yep.
Was that on Hot?
I forgot that was the first one.
It was on 98.7
Kiss
FM.
Wow.
How about that?
Who played it?
A rhythm record.
Yeah.
See? It was because it wasn't on Hot 97.
A rhythm record.
Yeah. They have Hot 97?
Nah. There. It was WBLS and Kiss FM was there.
Before UFC? 7 and 98. You're right.
Yep, was there.
That was before UFC, Mona Lisa? Hell.
Yeah.
Who was the DJ? How'd you service it? How'd it get to them?
How much money did you guys pay?
Yeah, that was probably Mona Lisa. No, she lived in the building next to us.
Mm. Tim Black or Tim Dog or something was the producer of that.
Mm.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
And did you get a reaction at that point and think you were out of here?
Yeah. Out of here, I don't know. It was a different look as far as doing an R&B record. Type shit, you know what I mean?
Wild.
Shout out to Mona, man, wherever she at, whatever she doing. She had a brother named Alan back then.
Maybe still.
She might still got him.
So you got
still.
You got this new project for no reason.
Yeah.
It's out there on all streaming networks. People can listen to it and listen to it over again.
Yeah.
Please do that.
And you promise you got more locks on the way?
Yeah.
Definitely.
Right now.
Okay.
She's done.
All right.
On
Yeah, we on it.
Yeah. Well,
Freddy versus Jason is actually coming out, or is that just a rumor that you keep spreading over the years?
Steve Carlis came up here like 2 years ago and was like, it's on the way. I've heard it. It's happening. And then it was
lying.
Silent.
He didn't hear nothing when he came here 2 years. I didn't hear nothing.
Woo Block 2.
Yeah.
Freddy versus Jason.
I got a solo coming.
Solo coming?
Yeah.
When?
Oh, I just need these two guys. One more song.
Send it.
Where can you find it?
Let me get on that.
I need these two guys, and then I need a song with...
It's the Real.
Yeah. I need y'all on the interlude. Yeah, I'm almost done. I'll probably be like December, maybe.
That's dope.
Christmas, right? But, I mean, I don't know.
All
right. I have a meeting with these two when we drop in the locks. Then I'll figure it from there.
Guys,
we got a little more work to do.
The more music, the merrier. But
thank you, my brother. And shout out to y'all for knowing so much about this whole shit. Man.
We just love the show.
We just have Wikipedia and we just look it up.
Yeah, I see.
The great words of Dr. Dre. Yeah.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you, brother.
Love, man.
All right. It's the Real. Yeah.
Wow, what a finish by Jadakiss. Our final standings: Chic Louche -6, Eric Rosenthal -4. Styles P, -4. Jeff Rosenthal, 3 above par. And Jadakiss ranks by far the highest on the leaderboard, higher than birdies and eagles. For a waste of time with It's the Real, I'm Matt Fastow, saying may all of your podcasting be fantastic.
Thanks everyone for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's the Real. Jeff, if people want to find out more about us, we're It's the Real. If people want to find out more about this podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real. If people want to find out what we're doing on a day-to-day basis, where can they go?
You can ask our mother. She has a relatively good idea of what we do because we talk to her most every day. But you can also go to soundcloud.com/awasteoftime. You can also check for all of our old episodes on iTunes. Search for A Waste of Time with It's the Real. If you want to listen to our music, it's on soundcloud.com/It's the Real, and also on all streaming DSPs, including Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play,
Tidal,
Pandora, all that shit.
Go anything, press play on that teddy bear fresh.
Anything you want to send $9.95 to for your monthly subscription, we are on it.
That's
if
right.
If you want to find us on Twitter, we are at It's the Real. Facebook, It's the Real. Instagram at It's the Real. Even on Snapchat, we are It's the Real.
We're and on Snapchat still?
I am. All and right. Then
do you snap regularly?
I checked out the filters the other day.
I'm not trying to discourage people from following us at It's the Real. I'm
just don't be disappointed when just don't be disappointed when we don't check your messages. You can also find us on Twitch, which we have yet to use, but it is It's the Real because It's the Real, It's the Real.
Jeff, you know what the mission is. To grow this podcast, let's take A Waste of Time with It's the Real to even greater heights. Shout out to our large and loyal listeners out there, and I don't mean like, you know, bigger bone people, although shouts to them too.
Yes.
The point is, to grow the audience, let's double up. Let's make this thing of ours as great as it can be, and we know that the shouts start right here in this room. Jeff, who would you like to tell to spread the word?
I want to tell Carly Hustle.
Shout out to Carly Hustle.
She thinks that her clout has been replaced by her daughter on Instagram and all social media.
Not unfair, by the way.
Yeah, well, Harp is adorable.
She is.
But, Carly, you are also special, and that we care about you.
We do.
As well as the human that you produce.
You know what that is, Jeff? That's called brutal honesty. Just like Carly Hustle's awesome podcast, Brutally Honest. Go check that out.
Yes.
Shout out to John Sparks, who is the engineer behind said podcast. Jeff, I have a few people I would like to shout out, including Matt Fastow, who was good enough to come over here and record the intro that you guys heard, do the play-by-play for this episode. I want to shout out Lenz Anderson and Eden Renata. Shout out to those guys for coming to the LA show and filming us.
Yeah.
I want to shout out all the people who have told us in recent weeks that the work that we're doing is important. Thank you, number one. And number two,
keep doing it.
Yeah, keep doing it. It makes us feel better. If you know, like, sometimes you're really talking to one end of the microphone and don't know who's listening or what it's worth or anything, but it really does make a difference. So thank you to everybody who's been telling us that we're doing good work. And also, I said this on Twitter the other day, and it's had this sort of resonance, I think. Shout out to all the good people in the world. There's so much crappy stuff going on. There's so many crappy people out there. Shout out to all the good people in the world. I think you know who you are, and if you don't, we think you are. As always, Jeff, not for real, for real.
Sure.
See you guys next week.